He gonna score all this point.
Me either. I'm not a Chris Paul fan at all. I don't really care about Chris Paul.
You know, man, with the Clippers and they had them boys, Lob City and them boys.
In the conference finals.
That's what I'm saying. He will have to average at least 18 points a game for them to win.
Or more.
If he averages like 13 points a game and he have a whole bunch of assists,
they ain't going nowhere.
They got to be almost like 20-10.
Yeah.
Like Golden State swinging out like they was swinging out 5 years ago. Them niggas ain't swinging out like that.
I think it's 5 years ago.
Them niggas ain't swinging out 5 years when they won a championship.
They doing it right now.
What they doing so special? They not leading the league in scoring and the points.
They just dropped 140 on the Grizzlies the other night.
On the Grizzlies.
And that's what y'all playing.
What's y'all record when he hurt?
It's the same.
All right, them bitches 30-5 when he hurt. Fuck you talking about.
They got better defense when he don't play. And the Warriors
don't play defense.
They got better defense when Ja don't play. When Ja don't play, they play better defense.
They run a gun. They undisciplined. Dog, you talking about the Grizzlies?
So what the Warriors
supposed to do? Shit, they been beating everybody else's ass all year.
They don't play defense in the West like that. The only team plays defense is motherfucking. They don't.
Oh,
so Phoenix, the Suns don't run
defense,
right?
They got a defense player. You
know
they scream
team, bitch.
They got a
defense player.
From Boston.
Defense player is on Boston. Who just turned the ball over twice?
Smart.
On the last 20 seconds, who wasn't playing smart?
That defense player of the year.
That bitch was not playing smart.
That nigga defense player.
What does the Warriors mean? Jokic got MVP.
Huh?
Jokic got MVP. He should have been MVP. His MVP is right there. No his MVP is right there with Steve Nash's.
I tell you, that nigga got
sixth
man of the year with Phoenix.
Yeah, he did.
Who?
No, the dude from Miami, he got sixth man of the year.
Who? Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Hero, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, my bad. Hero did get.
No, I'm talking about for the award.
No.
You trying to tell me
Tyler
the West
Hero
got
6 million?
So you saying
the West?
Yeah. They don't give 6 million.
So you
saying
baseball?
So what you saying?
AL and NL.
What you saying? The West
played
better.
Somebody
got to
do it.
I didn't say they played better defense.
The West don't play no. They
running down. I ain't no saying they
played
better defense.
The East played defense the last 2 years. The West been the toughest.
I tell you, this Golden State, they hurting down low. They ain't got no big men.
They still making it work.
And they got Draymond. They play like a bit, man.
Draymond be locking
Draymond
it up.
Is like
Draymond be locking
Draymond
it up.
Draymond ain't doing no scoring,
and,
boy.
And he not a run. Because
he got to focus on defense.
And he not a run
the offense. That's true.
That's true.
You got to do that.
He's the quarterback of the offense, bro. He could get
8 points and have 13 assists or 9 assists.
Yeah.
So they'll blow a bitch out.
So you saying them niggas looking the same?
Your boy.
So you saying them niggas looking the same?
They looking just as good.
They do.
What are you talking about? They got more shooters now than they did when Durant was there. Because they had to give up a lot. But now they got a whole team of shooters.
Did you just fucking say that, dog?
They did have to give up a lot when they got Durant.
You said they got more shooters than they had when Durant was there?
They do.
They got the
as
same
a team.
Except for Poole. So you trade Poole for Durant? Get the fuck out of here.
You got more than just Poole.
You don't bump your fucking
you got the whole
thing. The front office
traded.
That
wasn't
there.
Well,
shit, Wiggins still
the shoot.
Yeah,
Wiggins. That bitch can't shoot.
Wiggins,
That bitch ain't no shooter.
Wiggins
went to the All-Star game.
Wiggins
did make the All-Star game started.
Come on. Dennis Rodman made
the
All-Star game.
Well, then it was All-Stars.
Dennis Rodman made the All-Star game.
Dennis Rodman was the man.
Robert Redd made the All-Star game. John Ray made All-Star game.
That
was All-Star. Guess what happened with bitch?
Ain't nobody hustling harder than Dennis Rodman back then, bro. You know that. Come on.
John Ray made All-Star game.
John Ray was off of MVP.
He'll shoot him? Is he a shooter?
He didn't improve the whole year.
Is he a shooter?
That's why he got most improved players.
He
should
have got that.
He's
a shooter.
I'm just saying.
He shouldn't have got that.
He did
is he a shooter?
Yeah, but players that tight don't get that award.
Is he a shooter,
then
nigga?
Andrew Wiggins
hell no. They gave him that because they had to give him an award.
Because he wasn't getting MVP.
Yeah. They had to give him an award, though.
They got to get a nigga.
Most improved shooter with the pool.
Listen, the league puts who they want to put.
Yeah, most improved shooter with the pool.
And I ain't going to get us all that. Don't tell me, bitch, you going to tell me you going to trade pool for Durant. Bitch, you got a better shooter.
Man, and we got Wiggins.
Y'all count Wiggins in
there.
What do you mean?
You ain't going to trade no goddamn pool for no Durant.
No, you can't. That trade is Lucas. They don't look the same.
You got two quality shoes versus one.
Pool in the future going to be a bad man.
You obviously don't forgot one player that played with him. That's not what they're looking for.
Iguodala? Yeah. Yeah. And Wiggins just pulled up and hit a jumper, nigga. He heard you.
What's the score?
15-22.
Who
win?
Memphis. They just scored again. Okay.
Early. They was winning the whole game.
They was winning every goddamn game. Like,
the Bucks were just down by 12 in the fourth.
No, Golden State is not better.
Basketball, it ain't about it's about who win the game.
No. Curry just,
all I'm saying
Curry
is
just hit that three.
All right.
All I'm
that's
saying
what we're saying.
Basketball is a marathon, yeah. Not a sprint.
You know, you can be up by 30 points in basketball and lose on any night.
You gotta stay hot.
Y'all niggas, my point is, they not looking the same as they was looking. Don't act like they the same team. Bro, they not even clicking on all cylinders yet, bro.
So they still not championship material?
The series gonna be over.
Yeah, they championship material.
I agree with Shaw. They're not the same team they were.
The same team, bro.
That's what he's saying. I agree with that. I agree with that. They ain't the same team.
They getting better as they get to the deeper in the playoffs.
Every Alabama team don't look the same. They're still winning all.
Do you understand what their shooting percentage was last game? The nigga shot like 28%.
They won the game.
Because they played against Memphis.
I mean, they played defense.
No,
we all know Memphis never been a basketball.
Y'all ain't watch Memphis,
dog. Yeah, they ain't watching. Them niggas ain't watching Sharp.
They got no fucking discipline, man. Memphis could have blew that shit out of them.
They ain't, but it ain't
no matter. All they had to do was go down.
Tell them Sharp.
Oh, damn, yeah. They got Otto Porter, too. He been shooting.
Yeah, Porter.
Porter been shooting.
Otto Porter was just second in the league in 3-point shooting.
Get out of here. Man, you just talking about Otto Porter. Nigga, you ain't never named Otto Porter. That nigga been in the league 12 years.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck you, mean? You ain't never talking about Otto Porter.
Here's what the Wizards, he was second NBA 3-point shooting.
Tell him.
Okay, bitch, we ain't saying nothing about him then. He still ain't playing with
Wizards. Because nobody want to talk about, we talking about the Warriors right now. It wasn't relevant.
That nigga been in
the
league 12 years.
The Wizards
weren't going
nowhere.
Well,
nobody talking about the Wizards.
Exactly. Stop playing.
Nobody want to play with the Wizards.
Otto Porter, trash. Stop playing.
He didn't want to tell him in the game. Y'all already came back and won.
That's
because of that big shot.
Memphis is.
How many big shots Porter hit?
You know, I watched the halftime report when Barkley said, man, these guys are just out here shooting the ball like they're scrimmage. Them niggas like 28% for the field, period.
But they won the game, so it don't matter. Barkley ain't got no range. All them niggas got range. Curry. Everybody on that team.
They will never get no range.
No, I'm talking about Golden State. What are you talking about?
Vince Wiggins might not ever get one.
You gonna get one this year. He got a chance.
Great chance.
He got
a good chance this year.
Nah, every team ain't got a
everybody
chance.
Got no chance. LeBron ain't got no chance.
I said they still playing.
Nah, some people playing. Sixers ain't got no chance.
If they still
playing,
they down one.
Sixers ain't got no chance. Both of them teams ain't got no chance.
Celtics never got a chance.
Nah, hell.
They all went back to back.
All this shit been going out of
Celtics is not that team.
All this shit been going out like two.
Not game one.
The Sixers.
Not game one.
The Sixers and the Celtics.
Okay, what about game two?
Both of them frauds.
What about game three?
I said just not
all
game
right,
one.
All right, shit. Come on, man. Stop playing. Them boys got a chance.
So Milwaukee show they could win every way.
The Celtics and the Sixers in the East, both of them the fraud teams of the East. Neither one of them teams will win a championship.
Bitch, Adams got 6 rebounds.
I guarantee neither one of them teams will win a championship.
Adams. Man, I just saw him. He got 10. I just saw him get 3 in one possession off his rebounds. Off his misses. He knew what he was doing.
That nigga know what he's doing.
No, I said them 2 threes out of
East. Because Curry hit 2 threes at Paul. He only need 2 more now.
That's it.
Clay hit 1.
They're winning out the East.
See, they already had 7-6 in the first quarter, so they're well on their way.
I don't like the heat.
I need this game to stay fast paced so they can take Adams out. Yeah, they got Duncan Robinson.
Party Life Rock Show.
They don't.
Man, Miami got 4 or 5 shooters
on that team, man. This team Warriors got like 5-6.
What are you talking about?
First of all, two shooters on Golden State equal to about 4 or 5.
That's what I'm telling you.
Man, this nigga dropped 37 in the quarter before.
I don't give a fuck what he did before.
Perfect. Killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
He just
dropped 7 in the first quarter.
Poole took his shine,
Poole ain't taking his shine.
Nah, Poole ain't taking his shine.
Poole ain't taking his shine.
Nigga, Poole get in when he fit in.
Nigga,
he having the team when he need to step it up, he step it up.
First of all, he carrying the motherfuckers for like 5-6 games in the playoffs.
What you talking about? Curry just had a fucking monster 4-quarter ruling the win.
And in the first round, he was just coming off the bench, dropping 30.
Curry just had what? How many he had in the 4-quarter last game?
16.
I'm gonna start
talking
to y'all dog ass niggas. Pull up the points per game on that team, nigga.
All right.
Pull it up.
Pull it up.
We ain't say he ain't been balling.
How the fuck that's getting? Pull the points per game.
Last game, Curry won.
Tell me that's
they won the game on Curry at the end.
You can't aim for the talk me to dumb, nigga.
Man, come on. That man Curry playing defense and offense.
And tell me he getting in where he fitting in.
Fuck, he ain't getting in. He know he the third option.
I bet he averaged a third on the team scoring.
That don't matter, but he know his role. He know his role.
So what that mean?
That he know if he got to step it up, he can step it up.
Tell me what he averaging right now.
Right about 20 a game, ain't it?
Oh, that's getting in where you fit in?
Because he's a baller.
Is that getting in where you fit in? Is that getting in where you fit in when you got Klay Thompson?
What you talking about? Draymond Green ain't trying to get 20 points with Draymond.
They got Wiggins, they signed for $100 million. Yeah, but they ain't going to. He's the third option. Wait, that's what? He's the third option. Wiggins came in to be the third option. Yeah, they brought Wiggins in to be the third option. Payton was taking a shine too. But Jordan Poole averaged 21.
I told you, you got about 20.
So how did getting in where it fit in?
Because he's the third option.
They don't care that shit.
Him and he bowling.
Him and Klay at the same.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What are you talking
about? Klay got way fewer games, dog. So don't go there.
No, you don't.
What? Mm-hmm. Klay don't got fewer games than fucking Poole.
Oh, you talking about over the whole year?
Klay Thompson only played.
Yeah, the whole year.
Oh, you say he was Curry average the most.
No, you said the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm counting.
What are you talking about?
Okay. That's getting where you fit in. You average more.
Yeah, he averaged. What are you talking about? He's that's the third option.
That's still like a third option for the Bulls average the same thing as Jordan.
No, it's not. Jordan's averaging 30.
Yeah, who's Curry the best player?
Who's the best player?
Curry averaging 28.
Averaging 28 and averaging 8 and 20 is way different.
Who averaged 28 in the playoffs?
Curry.
What are you talking
about? Who averaged 21? Klay Thompson?
Both? Yeah, all those three.
21 and 20.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So who's getting in where they fit in?
He's the third option. He's third on this and scoring. What are you talking about?
That nigga stepping up, man. That nigga ain't getting where he fucking fit in.
Yes, he is.
He's going to fucking be the fucking third option, dog.
Bro, you the third
option.
What are
you talking about,
you making the most of being the third option. What are you talking about?
That's the same thing that Klay was doing when they had
KD. Okay, same thing. When KD was there, Klay was the third option.
They still was all over 20 points.
Klay was the third option. KD was there. He still was averaging 20 points a game.
Your motherfucker lie.
What? Klay tells me he averaged no 20 points a game?
Better 100 right now, he wouldn't.
That's easy.
Better 100, he wasn't better. When Klay was there, Klay Thompson was not averaging 20 points. Yes, he was. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I was talking about when they played the whole season together. The whole. Go to that first championship. The whole is the mass. It don't matter. I know he did the first one. What year he first went there? 2000.
What year he first went there? 2000.
I ain't talking about when he first went
Durant first went.
Dog put $100 on the line, man.
That nigga averaged 20 points a game.
Man, you don't gotta talk to him no more, man. You put $100 on the line, man. Fuck it, they don't want to bet. They don't want to bet it. Don't argue with it.
That shit gonna lose, bro.
Hey, yo, you gonna lose.
You gonna lose, and you will lose.
Like I said, you put $100 on the line, nigga.
You tell me a team that had three teams,
anybody?
Three players that had 20 players.
I get the Warriors.
Nigga, since 2013, he averaged over 20 each season.
What are you talking about, man? What?
Since 2013, he averaged over 20 each season.
In the playoffs, nigga.
You didn't say that. You said the whole season.
We talking about the playoffs. He said playoffs.
Hell, you the one just said.
Bro, we talking about the
playoffs. No. He said playoffs.
Fucking Jordan Poole in the playoffs. I said, go to them niggas. All three of them niggas that average 20, over 20 in the whole playoffs. You crazy as fuck. It's defensive time, dog.
What defense? Ain't no fucking defense. The motherfuckers been scoring like a motherfucker.
Ain't no defense.
Nigga.
That's the new NBA.
They won. They lost 9 games. Nigga, what are you talking about?
It's new NBA.
They lost 2 championships. They won. They lost 2 championships too.
How many they won?
How the fuck they blowing everybody like that? Nigga, that shit.
How many they won?
That shit don't look the same as it used to, bro.
How many did they win?
2.
How many they lost?
1-3.
1-3. And they lost. They lost.
Shut up.
They won.
He said 3.
He said, hey, that nigga got quiet. You said that.
No, they won 3-1.
They went and cried and got KD, nigga.
Well, they lost too. They would have cried and got KD. They would have cried and got KD.
Are you serious?
If Klay would have got
hurt. They both cried then.
KD wanted to go to them. Yeah, that'd beat the Raptors.
That'd beat the shit out of their ass. And Klay wouldn't have got hurt that year when Kawhi
won. Even if Durant hurt, they still would have beat him.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Can't say that.
Without no, you know Klay. If Klay would have been
they was up.
Can't say without Durant, though.
It was up. If it was Durant, they probably would have swept him. If Durant would have played, they probably would have swept him.
This nigga ain't like the boy like top 10 in the
ever. I just said Durant would have played, they would have swept him.
So I'll tell you what, who's the best player on that team when Durant was over there?
Durant was.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Who said he wasn't?
Okay, y'all, I'm shut all that up.
Klay was the third. We said Klay was the third option.
He was the third option then.
He was getting in where he fit in. Even though he was there before Durant.
Clay
turned
off tonight, nigga.
No, he's not.
Not.
Shit, me,
man. Go ahead.
Y'all got fucked up,
the second option.
First of all, Draymond is like the second option because he run that team.
No, he's just there to play, man.
He got the ball in his hand.
We're talking about scoring options.
Yeah.
They can't score without scoring options. Clay Thompson, he ain't a score, nigga. Clay Thompson ain't coming off the dribble doing nothing, nigga.
He doing it now.
He's doing it, probably. You
just
seen him.
Bro, that man don't did that shit last game. That man came on and pulled up on a bit.
You name one play.
That nigga last game, he did it. Pull up his highlight.
Man, Draymond Green is running plays. He's a quarterback, bro.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. He's okay.
He's doing his job.
Okay. So you had like Quake Thompson AI. That bitch like he creating his own shot. That bitch ain't creating his own
score
shit.
Score better.
He coming up.
Score better than who?
I don't know about that.
Stop lacing your old drink.
That nigga say Klay Thompson scored better than Allen Iverson. I don't know about that one.
He's not a better basketball player than Allen.
Nah, y'all was at. Yeah, Jared. I don't know about that one, Jared.
Three motherfuckers in history better.
He was a better three point shooter than Iverson.
I give him that.
He's not a better scorer than Iverson.
Nah, he ain't a better scorer.
Man, Klay feel that thing.
Score or player. He a better three-point shooter.
Give him that.
He a better three-point shooter. Look, hey.
Volume score, give me Klay Thompson. This nigga put up points with no problem.
Volume score?
Nah, he ain't better than AI.
I can't agree with that one.
Yeah,
he
did that. He did that.
He hit by 10-3.
He got hot just one 11. Game, bro.
No, he done did that a lot.
He done scored 37 points in one quarter.
Not 37, but he done filled up a lot of quarters. Them games.
Yeah. Hesley scored 37
in one quarter. Them game in the playoffs.
Nah, he didn't do that.
Hesley scored 37 in one quarter.
His nickname was Game 6 Klay.
Listen, he don't have about at least about 4-5 of them kind of games.
Oh, when they came back on, that year they came back on the Thunder.
What's that nigga nickname again?
Game 6 Klay.
Okay.
Listen, that man don't have about 4-5 games like that in the playoffs. Throughout his career in the playoffs.
Like 37 in
the
playoffs.
Well, he just filled
no weak. Hot games.
Yes.
Yeah, throughout his career in the playoffs.
He had 4-5, 37-point quarters.
No, he don't have big quarters where he don't put up like.
Everybody don't have big quarters.
Ain't too many people had no 8-8 on three-pointers and then 10 or 12.
How many times have you had that on three-pointers? Like?
You know, in the playoffs, you don't have like 4 or 5 times.
That's because you throwing 4 or 5 out, meaning he did it?
Guess who else could do that in the playoffs? Name another player that did that in the playoffs.
I can tell you a nigga that
scored 37 points in a quarter.
I bet.
Ranking the most iconic Game 6 Klay performances. Not performance, performances. In playoffs.
He'll beast in the playoffs. I'm going to give him that.
Yeah, you got a bitch.
A nigga beast in the playoffs.
That nigga ain't AI, nigga.
Not as a player.
That nigga ain't scoring like AI. He's not scoring like AI. He got better things. He played better defense than AI. He's not better than AI. He's not a better scorer than AI. He's not a better scorer than AI, period.
I agree with Gut. Now, I say what Gut say. He a better three-point shooter.
Yeah, he's definitely a better three-point shooter. He's a better shooter all around. All he might be damn near
better than a better shooter.
He right there with him. I tell people that. He right there with him.
That was that.
When they just come shooting, he right there with him.
Yeah, the bitch got
the Curry just got the just a little extra number of bottles.
Curry's way better offensive than him.
Yeah, especially off the dribble.
Yeah. Curry, way better offensive.
Curry can create his
Curry shit. Is a scorer, bro.
Because Curry's a scorer.
Thompson is a shooter.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Curry can create his own shit.
Klay Thompson is a J. Like Kyrie.
Bitch, you gotta pick
him
Curry.
And Kyrie I think him and Kyrie got better handles in the league.
Oh, yeah, that's them two.
I'll give him that.
Who? Your boy from
John Walker's fan.
From Atlanta.
John Walker's fan.
Trey?
Trey.
Nah,
it's Trey
Murray.
Man, you crazy. Yeah, boy, that boy got some handles on him, boy.
Like, he created a shot.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
You gotta have handles.
He got
No, he got a step back. He great. That bitch ain't like no Kyrie. Man,
what you talking about? He ain't on the same level, but he got the same tendency.
Kyrie them niggas. Them niggas,
when
they be dribbling.
Ball handling, whole other level.
When you talking about ball handling, bitch ain't talking about, Trey, hang on that nigga.
No, I'm saying.
You gonna say motherfucking Kyrie. You gonna say bitch. First of all, you can name somebody else that got better handling than him.
Who? Kyrie?
No, motherfucking Trey Young.
Trey Young, nigga.
That's about three.
Trey motherfucking Young. Chris Paul got some handles.
Okay, Chris Paul got some handles than Trey.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah, Trey Young.
Now you know what that was.
Because he young.
No, I said he young.
Trey Young good, though, but he just.
He got to get out of. He's going to leave Atlanta, I know that.
Yeah, he got to get out there.
He got to get some help.
If you want to win, bitch,
tell him. No, because the bitch would have said, Young got to get out of Milwaukee.
Yeah, but he a guard.
He got the team around him.
Trae Young a small guard.
He got to build around him.
He got to build around him.
His offense ain't geared to a championship with Atlanta.
He's going to be like, he going to be like Damian Lillard in Portland.
Yeah,
that's my dog. He's going to be like Damian Portland.
That's a perfect example right there.
You gonna score?
If he stay in Atlanta, bro, only way he'll win a championship in Atlanta is some big motherfucking name players start coming in that bitch.
Going through 14,
unless
bro.
They get lucky like Toronto did. Toronto, how they traded for Kawhi last year the contract.
That's what I'm saying. If they get somebody coming that bitch, they say they draft LeBron's son and LeBron gonna play with them.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
They're gonna have to do something like that.
That's the only way they can win it with. I'm telling you, that's the only way.
He needs some help.
Unless they gotta bring some players in.
Ain't nobody that draft shit ain't gonna play get them no check.
That draft shit ain't.
Ain't nobody gonna play Atlanta.
I guarantee they draft Bronny ass. I bet they motherfucking LeBron. I guarantee that shit gonna change the whole atmosphere.
They probably would just cause.
Bro, that shit would set Atlanta on fucking fire, bro. I'm telling you. If LeBron played in Atlanta, bro, you already know how that shit is.
Probably gonna be OKC.
They have a chance. They gonna be favored.
They'll be contender.
No, they got 2 years.
38.
That bitch ain't gonna get drafted like that.
He gonna get drafted just cause.
Listen,
he'll get drafted off the name more than his skill.
For him to get LeBron on his farewell tour and all that shit, but Britain, I guarantee I'll bring his ass.
That bitch going above the Sacramento Kings, bitch. Probably. You put three LeBrons on that motherfucker.
And LeBron guys want to get traded there.
That bitch going right to Sacramento, bitch. Nah, I tell you what.
Listen, he probably
going to
play in Cleveland.
Okay? They say he probably
going
to OKC.
I think he might go back to Cleveland.
Because OKC got all them picks. All them trades they done made, the Paul George trade, Russell Westbrook.
You do all that shit for 2 years with LeBron, man.
Somebody will.
Cleveland do it.
Cleveland don't want LeBron back right now. They got the young boys.
They got the young guns. I mean, they ain't going to fuck that talent up.
Because they said if he come, they have to give it up.
The boys going
to
get out of there.
And LeBron, for the play with his son, LeBron will take it. You know LeBron.
The play with his son, he'll
go anywhere.
He'll
go anywhere.
The bottom of the barrel, bitch.
He can take it.
You think LeBron care about that shit? To play 1 year with his son and
You think the niggas that's already swinging out there with him now?
No.
Look at my son.
No.
Look at my son. That man making.
Look how you and Chris act over hoes.
Bro.
Damn.
Act over hoes, what about it?
One nigga fucking a bitch 1 week, the other bitch get mad the next week. You think a nigga that's already finna got millions to lose want LeBron to come over there?
No.
Boy, listen.
A million
LeBron
is the
gonna
game.
Make them money. What are you talking about?
LeBron done made his money. He not going away.
I say he gonna make them money.
Yeah, he gonna make them money.
Okay, that's all I'm worried about.
He not gonna bring them championships.
They gonna bring him a possibility.
That nigga that's averaging 25 over there, okay, man, trying to get a max contract.
Yeah, he gonna tell me this.
Fuck about LeBron.
Man, he gonna fall down like 17, 18.
At that point, in 3 years? Man, they gonna give a fuck about LeBron. In 3 years, this gonna give a fuck about LeBron.
Bro,
he's not trying to get this money.
I tell you what Tom Brady did.
It's football different.
Come on, are you serious? I'm saying.
Phil Simms
the third, and motherfucking
Tom Brady
quarterback, dog.
That bitch said Phil
Simms the
third.
Tom Brady's son will get drafted next year, and he said he gonna stay. So he
just saying 2 more years.
Say he gonna stay and play on the team wherever his son plays. So he say they on the team together.
Okay,
I guarantee you, every team in the league will fucking do it.
You're damn lie.
And they need a quarterback.
I bet they won't.
I bet the Chargers won't sit there and say, okay, we ain't waiting for no quarterback. He ain't got maxed out yet.
Whatever team need a quarterback. Whatever team.
This is about to get paid.
I'm talking about a team that's looking for a quarterback.
I see what Gut said. The name alone, boy. Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no team with a quarterback. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He ain't gonna take no Matthew Stafford.
But that's not talking about basketball.
Basketball is different.
A bitch averaging 24.
It's the same cause that bitch.
No, that's not what he's saying. Like basketball, they'll let a player go.
It's not.
Yeah, listen. I guarantee you, any team.
Man, them niggas don't give a fuck about
it. Listen, if LeBron say wherever his son going, that's where I'm going. I guarantee it happened.
Yeah, Lakers just did it without that. They traded all the young players.
You saying that automatically?
Yeah.
Who gonna stop it?
Yeah.
The NBA gonna want that.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen.
That's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
They're not winning no championship.
LeBron is helping them to play.
They're not winning no championship.
I guarantee I'm putting money on it.
I'm talking about the championship with that.
They don't care about that.
Championship with that. Like you were saying.
They don't matter. It's the money they gonna get for that. This is practical.
Yeah, I see. I see what he said.
Making money.
Man, the bitch get money anyway. Good.
They want more.
What I'm trying to tell you, LeBron farewell tour, tell him. With his son on the same team, go out, do anything the NBA can do.
Ticket sales, ticket sales gonna go up.
Hope y'all did the Warriors.
You know why they ain't gonna do it? Because after about 15, 20 games, when they get their motherfucking head beat in, Mr. Fan gonna be out there. Because
they gonna have other people on the team with them. You think they gonna bring LeBron and that's it?
No, they not. When they
ain't paying bro to shit.
What? If I got a nigga that,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, first of all. But you got a nigga
that's
averaging 20. You got a nigga averaging 24 about to get paid, dog. And you talking about bringing LeBron
in? LeBron ain't coming in to start, bro.
LeBron, nigga.
LeBron coming to start. You know that.
Man, look, man. I need to get paid, man.
Bro.
I need to get paid.
You don't think they'll let go two niggas to bring LeBron in?
Dog, you don't think no niggas
at the same time. At the same time, that team getting a veteran. They getting a veteran.
Nigga, I guarantee you.
They getting a veteran 3 more years from now.
Nigga, I bet you,
LeBron's gonna go, man, some niggas don't want that.
I bet you Philadelphia get rid of Embiid and motherfucking Harden for LeBron.
You don't bump your motherfucking.
Well, you crazy.
You don't bump your motherfucking.
Well, you crazy.
You got Joel Embiid fucked up.
You
don't think the city get rid of Embiid for
fucking Harden and
Embiid for LeBron?
Yes.
Right now? No,
yes.
Fuck no, fuck no, dog.
Hey, get out of here.
Fuck no.
Yeah, get out of here. That's a tough one.
They would, hey, bro.
That's a tough one. Tough.
Bro,
that's a business.
They're not getting rid of both of them.
They ain't winning no championship with Embiid, bro.
They ain't going to win that with LeBron.
They got a better chance.
How? By itself?
Because LeBron better than Embiid. What you mean?
Is he MVP race?
It don't matter.
Yeah, it do.
It don't matter. He's a better player. Yeah,
why is that sitting home right now? I love LeBron. Why is that sitting home right now?
Okay, he's going to be on the same thing all the other teams.
Name another big star sitting home right now in the top five. Sitting home right now besides LeBron, nigga. Top 10 player sitting home right now.
A lot of top 10 players sitting home. Name one. What are you talking about?
Anthony Davis
ain't no top 10 player.
Damian Lillard.
That nigga Bootylicious, nigga. And he ain't made all NBA neither.
He just went home. What you mean? It don't matter.
He just went home.
It don't matter.
LeBron been fishing, man. He been four places
already. It don't matter. He got rings, though.
No, everybody got. Dog,
listen,
bro.
Damian Lillard.
Okay, I told him.
Google a nigga, dog. Nigga be every fucking
bro,
world, dog.
You think they gonna win a championship?
Goddamn. You get a little bit of purpose? You try to go home with purpose? Man, hold on, bro. I gotta check your reservation, bro. You try to do this shit on purpose, dog.
You been going to
the That bitch got off the plane.
Who?
In that last regular season game, and got on the plane for vacation, bitch.
Yeah, he did. He damn sure did. Okay, and Joker play an extra 4 games, or 5 games, 3 games, whatever. 5 games, extra 5 games. Okay,
what you
do? For the MVP, you get an extra 5 game
with
MVP. Yeah, MVP, bro. Yeah, but he at home.
Huh?
He at home with
the
MVP.
No, he at home.
It don't matter, though.
He made the playoffs, man.
Okay, but he's still at home. He got an extra couple checks.
LeBron ain't been home yet.
He got the same shit that LeBron got right now.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he do.
Shit,
he ain't got no rain this year.
LeBron ain't.
No, I just want to try to tell you, he got the same
LeBron
shit.
LeBron ain't got that fucking MVP this
listen,
year.
Listen, it's only going to be one it team don't. That go walk away with the rain this
LeBron
year.
LeBron ain't got that hard way this year, nigga.
It don't matter. What Embiid got?
Got a chance.
What?
Still playing. What hard way he got?
He's still playing.
And they got over the fuck the orbiter, bro.
Oh, now you making excuses.
That's probably why they losing, bitch. You got the game fucked up.
Okay.
The man was in MVP race, dog.
Should have won it.
Yep. Yeah, to be honest, I can't say.
He should have won it.
Should have won it, dog. Come on.
You know they're going to give it to Joker.
Man, they
this ain't your city United. It's the same shit.
This is the same shit
with Steve Nash going back to back.
Okay, when you say Steve Nash.
He should have won one of them. Yeah, he should have won both of them.
First one, but not when. Kobe dropping 81 that year.
So was LeBron? So LeBron was in like, was he like? was it LeBron and Embiid and motherfucker?
I'm not
LeBron.
A LeBron fan.
I love LeBron.
I'm not but, even his fan. I'm not
a... real. In 3 years, bitch ain't getting rid of no fucking Embiid and Harden for no fucking LeBron.
Not in no 3 years. I'm talking right about right. I'm talking about right now.
They're not
years.
Doing it right now.
No, fuck no, man. They not.
But
not Embiid.
Was it what?
Embiid and Harden. You don't bump your fucking head, dog.
I said they give away Harden for him.
Bitch, they give away Harden for.
Y'all gave away Harden,
man.
Yeah, Harden done.
Man, if I put a video on you hitting 8 threes, they might get rid of Harden for you hitting 8 threes out here, nigga.
Harden,
hey, he can't blow by nobody.
I'm gonna tell you, him and Russell Westbrook both fell off at the same time.
Who?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, this year.
Russell Westbrook.
First of all, bro. Russell Westbrook just—he just trying to bitch. Harden trying at all. The bitch gained like 40 pounds, dog.
He don't even.
And like, fuck, that bitch was at. But the preseason Kevin, started.
That's when they fell out.
Yeah, they said when him and Kevin Durant fell out.
Kyrie fell out with him first.
Yeah, like, I'll get you traded here, then you just.
No, but Kyrie walked to say, nigga, you. No, Kyrie said, nigga, you washed up, nigga. And then when they played against each other,
Kyrie,
did you see
take
the
that
game?
Nigga full court.
Did you see the game when before the game when he walked up to him? Nigga, I got you.
I got you.
Kyrie, I got you, nigga, I got you.
Kyrie taking the full court. Kyrie never played defense like that.
They fell out first. They fell out. But his bitch ass when he played every game.
I ain't like him. I was like, bro, that nigga playing way different. Like, between him and, I don't know what, Russ, I don't know, Westbrook, he just like.
Man, Westbrook is, he just going to play one style, stats. Bro.
Yeah, he just. I'm attacking.
You gotta put
I need
him on
the ball.
But when he got to the Lakers, I thought he was gonna be a little bit better than he was.
You gotta put him on LeBron's son. He liked the type of son.
That nigga want to send
him. He won't care about LeBron's son.
He was the problem in OKC.
Oh, of course.
No, I mean, it wasn't that obvious as it is now.
That's why Kevin Durant. They said that's why Kevin Durant left.
Bro, yeah, that nigga's a headache to play with. I can tell.
He played like a knucklehead. He played like Memphis Grizzlies.
Out of control.
He played like the niggas on the grid, like Ja Morant.
That one nigga last game.
He more. Calm than fucking.
They said Durant
play out of control.
Yeah,
like
Durant.
Yeah, he
like,
do.
He play out of control.
They said look like a young D Rose.
He started to hit the ground too much. Yeah, he's not gonna be the same in five years.
They said like D Rose, they go so hard.
Yeah,
they play above the rim.
D Rose is 40, 30, 15, 20, at least 30 pounds every damn.
D Rose doing some from them crazy shit though. That year
I told people
that year he won MVP.
Yeah, he got more. He got more bounce than me than Westbrook.
That nigga though.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose.
I thought he was more explosive than Westbrook.
Who got more bounce than who?
Before he messed his knees up, I think he was more explosive than Westbrook.
Who?
D Rose.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Well, listen.
I was like, bro, look how he's doing.
D Rose wouldn't have got fucked up, bro.
I ain't no argument with that.
That nigga, he would have won another championship. He would have another MVP.
He was taking them heat to 7 games.
But you gotta think, that nigga took so much punishment, bro.
Listen.
Man, he was way bigger than Morant.
He wasn't. 6'2. Solid.
6'3, 2'2.
But this nigga was taking off.
218.
The goal was
that
in the tree.
With two hands.
Nigga was
there like, that nigga from the Suns, Dragic.
Bro, he's single handed, but put them niggas in fucking contention by everything.
Look at that team, just him, Kurt Heinrich.
Yeah, Heinrich.
Hey, man, I'll turn the tabs off for that dude, man.
Joakim Noah.
He was.
Where the hell are you with?
I don't know.
Go play, Chris. You know he had it. He couldn't wait for Mayo to come outside. Tomorrow, I'm finna go ahead and grab a beer. You know how he was going in there.
Sorry, motherfuckers in America right
now. We already know 7-6 ain't finna win the championship. That's all that matters.
Ain't nobody over here rooting for 7-6. I don't know why you came back over saying that, though.
Listen, I don't care. I don't like none of them. I'm a Bull. I'm still old school. I'm a Bull fan. I know they ain't even winning shit. Like, I'm a Bass fan. I know they ain't finna win shit.
Correct.
Y'all saw Nathan Peterman today.
Same thing.
No, my point is that. We ain't finna win shit. Nathan Peterman. Who the fuck pulling Nathan Peterman on their fucking roster right now?
How he still in the league?
The
my point exactly. Because the Bass drafted him. That's why we ain't gonna win shit. Peterman.
I ain't going out on that shit. I used to love the Bass and the Bulls. I love the Bulls.
I ain't finna jump off the Bass.
Nah, fuck that, dude.
Bears trying to push you.
I ain't want no motherfucking
Bears. I still want a Bears to win every game. Yeah.
I feel bad for Justin Fields, man. Get that man no help over there.
Bro, they Khalil Mack. They fucking management. They administration shit, bro.
Trade Khalil Mack.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't get no receivers.
Somebody trying to start over, but you don't get the bitch no help.
You ain't got no run. You're running.
You ain't driving no old lineman. You drive one old lineman.
Bro, they need a whole overhaul offense.
They need to fire general manager.
They need to fire everybody in that motherfucker. Bad man. Ever since they got fucking your boy Cutler.
Cutler got to NFC championship.
Cutler did his thing. Cutler did his thing.
Crazy thing is, he didn't really play most of that game. It was Caleb Haney.
Cutler, bro. Cutler was garbage as fuck.
I know Caleb Haney. Cutler had y'all winning.
Y'all was happy.
Ooh, I was never happy with Cutler, though. Yeah. I have never known Cutler fan. Cutler's headache. Bro, listen. You can't depend on his ass,
bro. They said the Bears never had a good quarterback in their history.
No, bro.
Jim McMahon had a great defense.
Man, listen, Jim McMahon with that rocker 80s type shit. Like, your boy from, what's the nigga from Oklahoma? It was in the league. Bo Jackson ran over. Bosworth. That's what McMahon was. He was a fucking commodity.
Man, they could have put
shades and shit with the fucking spiked hair.
Any one of them stars in the NFL could have won that championship with the Bears that year.
I believe he's like Trent Dilfer.
Jim McMahon ain't the reason.
Was Jim McMahon up for any awards that year? Wasn't they handing the ball off to my favorite running back of all time?
Not my favorite nigga.
Man.
You did kind of look up to me when you don't know.
Hey, it took right to get y'all to your last Super Bowl, though.
Grossman. Yeah. Grossman was better than Cutler. I take Grossman over Cutler,
man. He a Gator.
Yeah. But no.
You're supposed to.
Grossman was garbage.
Fuck Grossman.
Grossman was garbage. Listen, every quarterback y'all bring out of Florida be garbage in the NFL.
Bro, they be trash.
Every one of them.
They do, they trash.
Yo, Tebow was y'all best chance.
Nah, fuck no.
Yeah, he won.
Four quarter
team. That ain't gonna lie.
Four quarter
when they beat they beat what? Denver?
Maybe the Broncos. He was slanging it.
Hey, I was mad as fuck.
Man, they went overtime. That whole game,
first play of the game.
They got to look at the weather, dog. Throwing quick slants the whole game. Giving that deep. Shit, bro.
No, that game was going
deep.
He was slanging that game.
No, man,
he was because they had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You knew that was
he balled out right though.
John Elway probably didn't.
Man, that man did not throw. Was not throwing that bitch like and that bitch out like Rodgers,
yes,
bitch.
Yes, he was.
He didn't throw no.
50. He had a good game that
game. Yeah, he. Man, no, game. Did you know how the longest play of the game was the touchdown they threw the one thing, and that was a slant.
That was the longest play, but he hit him like 15 yards. That was a great pass.
Man, no way like.
Boy, he won that touchdown. He won that touchdown.
I think that like he got to swing it out though. Stop that shit.
Now that game, he had a good game.
The bitch won. Yeah, he did.
No, he had a good game.
Oh, that shit count. Yeah, he won. Bitch, he won.
No, he won, but he had a good balling. Game. He had a good game.
He won.
He was consistent in that game.
That was the first game he was actually just throwing it.
Like, he was consistent.
He could throw the deep ball. It's actually just on the short pass.
I knew that was coming, bro. I knew that was coming right after. That bitch can't throw the deep ball.
Yes, he could. Most every quarterback can throw the deep ball.
He ain't really got to be that accurate.
So that bitch
what make you be able to throw the deep ball? Bitch got to catch the ball, dog.
So ain't got, yeah, but you ain't got to be that accurate.
Against Florida State.
That bitch, no, he didn't. That bitch ain't running.
Kill Florida State. Never lost.
Fucking rain.
Never lost.
He threw that bitch against Florida State.
Yeah, that shit, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That game, that's solidified the
Heisman. I'm going to tell you
this. He solidified the Heisman,
you know. I know the Zach play, nigga. Florida was in all blue. Somebody blitzed.
He didn't solidify the Heisman on y'all?
Bad weather, bro.
That wasn't bad.
It don't matter. He played in the same weather y'all played in.
We have shit. We was down.
But I'm just saying, he solidified his Heisman campaign on y'all.
He had
it. And he almost won it again on y'all.
No, he didn't.
He should have won it. He should have won it back to back.
That's what I'm saying. He almost got it again on them on the last game.
Come on, man.
He had the most first place votes.
Bro, he dogged y'all out, bro, every year.
No, he didn't.
Yes, hell, he did.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. First of all, that first year, he shouldn't have had that quarterback job. Over that nigga.
Well, Chris Lee was the starter.
Chris Lee started.
But they kind of give him more credit when it comes to the championship. But Chris Lee started.
Real people that watch that game.
Half the records he got shouldn't have been his, bro. They forced him to the ball, bro, like in the inside of one, man. Come on, get the fuck out of here, bro. They should have never gave him a record.
They gave it to their playmaker.
They should have never gave him a record, though, bro. Like, come on, man. Like,
He's the playmaker on the team. He got the most rushing touchdowns
SEC history. Because they give the ball three times straight.
That's Urban Meyer offense.
That's why Urban Meyer coaching right now.
Okay, great college coach.
Yeah, nobody said he was great. Look at Nick Saban. Nick Saban ain't no.
Yeah, he sucked. Quit.
You know what I'm saying? Nick Saban been in the NFL a couple times.
Nick Saban knocked y'all ass motherfucking knocked the fucking Tebow block off, nigga.
Okay, beat him the year before that.
Yeah, you talking about?
Beat him too.
Shit.
He wanted Tebow. Shit. He wanted Tebow.
That bitch ain't want no
yes,
fucking
he did,
Tebow.
Nigga. That story famous, nigga. Tebow, Urban Meyer called. Nigga, I'm going to Florida. I'm out of there.
Urban Meyer?
He's a hell of a fucking recruiter.
Bro, where the fuck is this shit from? Pinnell News, bitch? PBC? Fuck you talking about, bitch? Bitch crying over that motherfucking cracker. Bitch, we got Heisman Trophy coming all out of Bama, bitch. Every year quarterback studs, bitch.
They got Heisman Trophy.
Talking about, bitch, we're crying about motherfucking Tebow, bitch.
That first Heisman Trophy with a Bama Eagle. So what are you talking about?
They been having better quarterbacks than motherfucking Tebow. Give a fuck about them fucking Tebow,
well,
man.
Well, they did. No, Tebow was amazing.
It's some
other shit.
That's a story. They don't fucking storyline. That's fucking.
Nick Saban was at 1808 26th Avenue East.
That motherfucker Pinnell come around here talking about that shit y'all talking about, man.
Sitting in the living room.
Sitting in the living room. Nick Saban, baby. Head coach of Michigan State.
Tebow like that.
Had just got out of the NFL.
I want him to succeed. That bitch ain't no quarterback. You know, NFL quarterback.
Damn. Florida State.
Yeah, that's Florida State. They retired Bobby
Bowden. Remember, y'all came to Florida State, bitch. 47-0, bitch.
Bald head, short, fat, ugly, anorexic ass in there and ate up all that damn ice. Let me tell you this,
huh? I ain't had no ice. Chris dropped it on the floor.
Good goddamn, because Chris don't buy shit in this house.
I said he dropped it on the floor. My cup, it was ice.
Yeah, I bet you not.